This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from the sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Oh, make no mistake. Humanity is awakening. The globalists are in full panic, and they're only showing themselves even more in their attempts to intimidate humanity. If we simply say no, if we simply stand up and speak out to their bullying, this will all blow up in their face 10 times what you've already seen with the globalists and Obama going to the UK, telling them they couldn't vote to get out of the EU threatening financial warfare on the UK. That blew up bigger. Now Brexit numbers are even more positive in polls. Now they're trying to intimidate our economy, telling us that, you know, go against Trump or everything's going to implode. Go ahead. Implode the economy. It's only going to give Trump more power to try to get our agenda through. Now I got a bunch of news I want to hit interspersed the next hour, but I promise to take your calls. They're bringing up great points. It's your chance to call in after you hear somebody hang up. If you disagree, remember a lot of folks calling in that were for Hillary during the Trump campaign. How are you feeling now after Trump really delivered? Because they would always say, oh, he's a rich guy. He won't really try to get jobs back. He won't really try to get small business loans. He won't really do his promises. He's already gotten a lot of what he said he would do through. And he's battling the rest of it steadfastly and calling out the enemy media. Calling out the fake stream media as the enemy. Could you ever ask for that? I mean, you cannot say that Trump is the establishment. He is the antithesis of that. But maybe you want to call in and tell me why I'm wrong. I know a lot of so-called libertarians and other people that just, they get intimidated by all the anti-Trump stuff. They want to be on the fence and kind of bash Trump, but also support Trump or sit there and do all this. And almost every time their criticism of Trump isn't real. It isn't real. Oh, look, he's got 3 Goldman Sachs people in there. Yeah, who all got a background to fight in the New World Order. But he has had some of his appointees openly criticize him and turn against him, which shows how he's completely surrounded. But he's got the truth on his side, and if we the people get behind him, nothing on earth can stop us with God's blessing. Well, Keene in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I appreciate your time today, and I'd like to thank you for your dedication and your sacrifice that you've given to this nation through your show. I've been following you since you pulled the covers on Bohemian Grove and kind of been addicted to it ever since. At first, I have to tell you, I was a little skeptical, but everything that you said since way back then has come to pass. So that's how I know that's the litmus test, that you're definitely for real. And this is an exciting time to be alive. You've covered so many topics that it's hard to stay focused, so I've written down some notes. A brief history, I served with the 82nd Airborne Division and got in some trouble later on in life, and I subsequently became a minister of the gospel. So one of the questions that you had asked earlier in the show was, what can Trump do to continue his agenda and to make it with his head above water with everybody against him? I think what's important for the listeners to understand is that everybody isn't against him. There is a huge majority of the populace that came off.
You know what, I'm not going to cut you off. Start over when we come back in the next segment, because I tend to harp on the fact that at the top, the corrupt elites and the power structure is against him. But when you get in the military, the intelligence agencies, the general public, most people support him. And they're trying to make us think he's isolated. But I do want to point out he is surrounded at his level by a bunch of scum. And it is very lion-like. It only makes me admire Trump more because few people have ever been in a position like this. I mean, I'm in the position of being surrounded. But, you know, when you get at this level. But Trump's at even another level surrounded and only makes you want to defend him. So I'll come back to you, Joaquin, to flesh all this out, to talk about this on the other side. And then Smith and Rob and James and Matthew and many others. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PresidentPlanet.com are the URLs they hate, and they're trying to block and ban, so you know what to do. We'll be back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist, radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the nut job radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hate?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Must be classified.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
King of the conspiracy theorists.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that, guys.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters. The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
A fog that has descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
It's as real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We did meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
And that promo is a year old. 9 months later, President Trump won the presidency. You heard Lord Monckton at the end. And I believe the defeat in the end will be a crushing defeat. We have history on our side. We're the real classical liberals. Now, Roger Stone has some breaking news. He's going to pop in for 5 minutes. He's at an airport. Go ahead and call him on his phone, guys. I'm going to go back to Joaquin, formerly in the Army, in the Airborne. He was getting into the fact he's now a pastor. And he was making the point that, Alex, you keep saying Trump's surrounded, which is true at the higher echelons of the Democratic and Republican Party, the top globalists. But with the people, especially the military, the intelligence agencies, and people lower level in corporations, but in management positions, they're almost all for Trump. And that's why you see the stock market exploding. It's why you see so much happening. We have the intel everywhere, folks. It's incredible. This is like Fight Club. So, Joaquin, go ahead and make your points. Thank you for holding.
No problem. Thank you, Alex. So, as I was watching the evolution of this revolution, it became quite clear that the insurmountable obstacles that Trump was facing dictated the very essence of this struggle that this nation is facing. What is happening is on a spiritual level. Yes, we are engaged in physical battles here on earth.
Has it not ever been more cut and dry with open marches and devil worshipers saying Satan killed Trump and Trump invoking God and bringing God back in? And then now all this providence, golden touch that Trump has, everything they touch blows up.
That is exactly my point. And you had asked earlier, what can Trump do to continue his agenda? And that is the very essence of this whole movement, and the invoking of the birthright and bringing God back into this. If Trump can get up to the bully pulpit and call the people back to repentance, and yes, I'm going to catch flack for this, but remember, I'm a minister now, but I wasn't 10 years ago. I was something else. And if it wasn't for the saving grace of Jesus Christ that was allowed me to be able to be the man that I am today, I wouldn't be here talking to you. So if Trump can just get that focus to get up there and have the courage to call people, this nation, back to repentance, God will flood this area with the prosperity that we had never even knew could possibly exist. And that is my point.
Absolutely. And look, Trump has been a Christian for a long time, but he can feel the Spirit now rising. God is really moving the Holy Spirit in Trump. And I've had media almost know the conversation I've had with Trump. We've talked about the Spirit feeling God, how he wants to help Christianity not be persecuted. That's what is really near and dear to Trump's heart. And, you know, it's just like God works in mysterious ways, the most unlikely of places. Donald Trump, he's doing it. And notice Hillary desperately this week is sort of saying, God bless, and trying to invoke God again, because They wanted to get rid of all that. Now that they're panicking, she wants to keep Democrats that are on the fence from going to this movement because they understand how powerful this is.
That's going to blow up in her face. She can't invoke the name of the living God. That's speaking.
Well, she didn't say Jesus Christ. She just said, God bless you. And it looked very, very strange. So they know what's happening. They're panicked right now.
They better be panicked. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you allowing me to come on here and talk to you. You're great. Just keep up the good work. We'll be praying for you as well. And we raise you up in church as well as the president. And I encourage all the ministers out there listening. I know there are some to just get in the trenches every morning in prayer and put their hand on the screen and pray over these fantastic news articles you put out. That's how we do and wage battle here in the spirit realm.
Well, it's funny you say that, that Lucifer is the prince of the power of the air, and they make fun of preachers putting their hands on the television or whatever, but truly it's an electromagnetic system, and the point is just visualizing the fact that we're all together, and we're moving forward, and we're strong, and we love God, and we are going to see those that aren't completely turned over to evil, the scales come off their eyes, like, you know, Paul on the road to Damascus back when he was Saul, and just hoping that they get knocked from their horse, and, you know, get back to really understanding the truth of what's happening. Because I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'd imagine you were pretty messed up, maybe PTSD, pretty scared, pretty upset, maybe turning towards the dark side after a lot of combat or something, and that God and Christ's Spirit and the Holy Spirit was able to turn you around and make you a new man. And, you know, putting God in charge, you know, literally coming into your spirit, coming into your soul, you know, redirecting all of that and cleansing you of that. Is that what happened?
Well, that's very interesting. You should ask that. I wrote a book, and if you don't mind, I'll promote it real quick. It's called Remember the Prisoners. He came to set the captives free. It's my true story of how I came to Christ and God to deliverance. I was involved in drugs and alcohol and crime and everything in between. And it was God. Jesus came in personally and met me in that prison cell and woke me up and gave me the revelation. You've heard the word epiphany. Well, epiphany actually is translated a divine revelation. And that's when the Spirit of God actually contacts the spirit of man who we were created in and makes that contact.
That's right. And the ultimate sin is turning down that spirit when it actually comes to you. God bless you, my friend. We never talked before. I just could see what he was saying. And it's the truth. You're not going to find it in these big churches. Now, we're going to skip this break so we have time. Roger Stone sent me a text, and I was already aware of it. I mentioned it earlier. We should have made a bigger deal of it. It just broke in the last hour. No evidence of Trump campaign contacts with Russia. The House Intelligence Committee probe into possible improper contacts between Donald Trump presidential campaign and Russia has not found any evidence yet, according to the Republican Committee chair. Now, remember, we were told 2 months before the campaign, we were told on the day of the inauguration, that they had the evidence and it was being given to Congress. And then Congress keeps saying they won't give it to us. Well, they finally gave it to them. It's the same CIA report we saw of four-year-old RT shows saying bad things about Hillary. When they call it hacking, they mean Russians didn't like Hillary. Well, a bunch of other people didn't either, but all the other media, all the foreign governments piled on against Trump. It was 100-1 MSM against Trump. That's admitted. 100-0 Goldman Sachs donations to Hillary, not to Trump. We hear he's Goldman Sachs. And they kept saying, Roger Stone's the kingpin. He's with WikiLeaks. He works for Putin. And they were going to have congressional hearings in a month. Stone gets hit with polonium to kill him. He doesn't get the full dose, the CDC believes, but it's polonium. The FBI comes out to his house, Secret Service, all the nine yards, you know, to talk to him about it. He wants to testify to Congress. But see, they wanted him dead so they could then have the hearings and blame it on Stone. But he didn't get the full dose. This is incredible. So Justice Stone said, for month after month after month, I never met, never talked, no emails, total bull, Manafort total bull. Well, they had to wait till the National Security Advisor, on December 15th, General Flynn, talked to the Russians about setting up phone calls with the president in official business. And then he got run out because the Russians said, we want to talk about sanctions. He said, well, you got to talk to the president about that. And they said, well, technically, you said you'd talk about sanctions. Well, of course, I mentioned them, but that wasn't talking about sanctions. So he's gone now. This is unbelievable. So they're saying we haven't gotten the proof. We've gotten all their documents. There's not even phone calls. There's nothing here. But as we've written, there's Hillary getting money directly from Putin. Not saying Putin's even bad, folks. That's what you're supposed to try to infiltrate other governments and influence them. The point is, it's Hillary. They're the ones. It's coming out everywhere. That's why they said he was the Russian asset, because if anybody is, she's a Chinese communist asset. The guy that exposed all that's in hiding right now. So this is all unraveling. We're going to get Congressman Kurt Weldon, former head of the intelligence community, on to break more of this. He was on last week. So Roger Stone, oh, you're jumping on a plane in like 10 minutes. We're going to go back to calls after that, callers. But this is big. Exactly what you said. There is no proof. You want to be before Congress. I think Trump should call for the hearings himself and demand they have them to show what frauds they are.
He should also declassify all the documents in this matter. Look, Alex, I'm at the airport here in Miami. I am on my way to Washington to meet with my lawyers. We were anticipating some action against the government because, as you know, according to The Guardian, the FISA, secret FISA court, ordered a warrant to approve the surveillance of my text phone, my cell phone, my text, my email, all of my communications, reportedly over a year ago, which is, and as you know, in the FISA court, no probable cause or evidence is required. It's a political charge.
So they've heard us talk about what they really wanted, President Trump and strategy, claiming you were a Russian agent, allowed them, the presidency, Obama, to illegally spy on one of the unofficial advisors of his rival. This is incredible criminal activity.
Yeah, no, it's a reverse Watergate in many ways because you're privy to all memos and campaign strategy items that I wrote of my own opinion. All of my private communications, plus all my personal information. I mean, who doesn't talk to their wife on email? Or
well, remember, you got hacked. You got hacked repeatedly.
So it is outrage. It's a suspension of our Constitution. As you know, the FISA court rubber stamps 99% of the government's requests. This was a fishing expedition, and even the chairman said today that all the information regarding Stone chases back to media stories. Media stories that report something is happening, but we can't find any evidence that it's
actually happening. Let's be clear. They report on reports of reports, and then ring around the rosy, never say where the evidence came from, and then put out a 30-something page report that has YouTube videos on it saying, look, RT did a negative piece on Hillary. That's their proof that we're all Russian agents.
Yeah, no, so this is a giant blow. Of course, anyone who reads my book, The Making of the President 2016, already knows this narrative, understands, because I debunk the entire Russian fraud right there in the book extensively. The notion that you and I are in the service of Putin, this is an absurdity. It's the new McCarthyism.
Well, let me do this. I want to make this particularly clear to everybody. I know privately you've told me you are planning lawsuits. You have to do this for the country, for yourself, for Trump, for everybody, to get back on the offense. We know this is all a lie. It's coming out. It's a lie. They need to have these hearings so you can go into Congress and get your good name back. They need to all correct what they've done or tell us who you're going to be forced to sue.
Well, here's the problem, Alex. Generally speaking, a great man once told me, don't sue people who buy ink by the barrel. On the other hand, in the new age, everybody has their own cannon, so why not have a war? I frankly think the New York Times and the Washington Post have misrepresented the situation on the basis of no evidence. They were led down a rosy path by people who have fancy titles in the CIA and others who have higher credibility with them in operations. And this is a classic intelligence agency, mainstream media setup, particularly with those two organs, which they've had long control and influence in, particularly the Post.
And I should add, they are now saying, the head of the Intelligence Committee, Nunes, is now saying exactly what you've been saying for really 6 months, but it got more intense 3 months ago, saying, we have communiques where Stone, Manafort, and some guy you don't even know are getting direct orders from the Russians and are under Russian command. You keep saying, this is total lies, let me see it. And they always just say they have reports of reports and they never release it. And now the head of the Intelligence Committee says they have no evidence. It's a pile of news articles all reporting on each other, but no phone calls, no emails, no nothing.
What's really amazing, of course, is the other night on MSNBC, I saw some swine named Norm Rothkopf predicting that I would be indicted and sent to prison. So, talk is cheap, but all you've got are these battering nabobs of negativism on the far left who have made this whole Trump, Russia, Putin meme up from the get-go. I mean, I'm not sure what they showed the FISA court to convince them to give them this warrant to violate my civil liberties, but it was probably Hillary Clinton press release.
Well, it'll all come out in court, and that's the great part about depositions. We've got to do this, though, because they're trying to bring the president down with these lies. And as Trump keeps saying, release everything. There's nothing here. I don't even talk to the Russians. And the Russians have the GDP of Italy. They've got a powerful military, but that's it. I'm not bashing the Russians, but, I mean, it's a complete joke when the Vatican and the EU and the communist Chinese are openly telling us we can't have Trump. The Saudi Arabians give 20% of her campaign money. I mean, I really think we need to hear calls from Sessions and others for criminal investigations of Hillary when it's public that she's a communist Chinese spy. I mean, if they want to make up this lie and get in this arena, isn't turnabout fair play when really she's the agent?
All right, I got to hit my gig.
I understand you've got to go, Roger. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, there he goes. I got too loud there as he's going to the TSA. Okay, I want to go back to your phone calls. It's just that these people are crazy. It's the Democratic Party historically that has had the Russians funding them and involving them. But that went away by the 80s. But there was some major Russian connections with Senator Kennedy and people going and actually trying to get paid money by the Russians to do things in Congress. Really serious stuff. And sex operatives, Russian sex operatives. But by the 90s, that all pretty much stopped. Since then, the Russians have been trying to make business deals. That's how things really get done. And then you look at what's happening now. The communist Chinese are very public about the fact that they are the biggest, most powerful lobby outside of the military-industrial complex lobby, the big banking lobby. There is an Israel lobby. It's very powerful. But if you really look at things, it's the communist Chinese, in many cases, allied with Islamist groups that really are the muscle, the brains, and the funding. I mean, there are Congress has estimated 10,000 communist Chinese front companies. I've got two or three articles a day. I wasn't even looking for these, just in the news about, you know, communist Chinese front groups and colleges and you name it, and schools and companies they set up for manufacturing to get other technology. I mean, they are in our business, man. They are in our business. And they're just quietly beavering away to take over. But not so quietly. Now they're in the news a lot saying, you know what? We're buying up all of Hollywood. We're going to tell you what to say and what to do. And we're going to help you shut down Donald Trump and the alt-right. We're going to help you censor the way we do. We banned fake news first in our fake news because you're so wonderful. I know I make this point every day, but I mean, you can go read the articles everywhere where our media praises the communist Chinese and everything they've done and says, oh, can you help us with our problem? Oh, you bet. See how right we are now? Yeah. Putting people in mobile execution vans to criticize the government or taking Buddhists that secretly practice their faith and killing them. I mean, this is crazy. Yeah, scroll down. There's PC World. Scroll down. I'll read it. The current debate over fake online news has one country feeling vindicated, China. For years, its controversial censorship system has been cracking down on so-called online rumors. Yeah, killing people. And last week, a state-controlled newspaper essentially told the U.S., I told you so. Well, it went further than that. They said, we're going to help advise you. We're going to help censor, and Zuckerberg can come back in, and Google can come back in just as soon as you shut down your troublemakers. We're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls. And then we got David Knight taking over. But at the start of the David Knight piece, we're going to premiere a report about the Satanists openly saying they're coming after and want to get Trump. But I thought there's no occultist after Trump. I thought it was a conspiracy theory. Briefly, we're going to have a 50% discount today on colloidal silver and 35% off on super male or super female vitality. That's a huge discount for everybody that signed up for our free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. You get exclusive articles, videos, breaking news, but every day, promo codes on the best specials. And you get 33% off right now on colloidal silver at Infowarsstore.com. You have a sale that ends tomorrow, but if you sign up there, it's 50%. And we'll send you a promo code at checkout. Also, sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. And all orders above $50 get free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, and then you're funding the most hardcore tip of the spear fight for liberty, prosperity, God, family, and everything worth living for. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on dot-com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
But I think about never giving up. Having my will run over whatever's in front of me. I can't ever help but just clench my teeth together. You think about Hillary and the globalists and all their crap and all their Satanism and all their evil out in the open. Just imagine the truth spreading and prosperity and all their evil being crushed and defeated. Yeah, we're an American band. America first! You don't have a country, you don't have a firewall and a system to protect you from the big multinationals that want to come in and rape you and financially loot you. Yeah. Oh, but Glenn Beck says it's frightening that Trump wants to have nationalism and economic nationalism. What's the country for, you little creature? You traitor? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's very scary that he wants nationalism and economic nationalism. That's not conservative. No, having a country isn't conservative. The level of bull that comes out of these people's mouths, they're like, our really big lies didn't work, so let's tell really humongous ones that are ridiculously big. Yeah, let's do it. That's the plan. It's like the Pope. I can't stand the Christian roots. They're disgusting in Europe. And there is no such thing as Islamic terror. Now the main guy, Le Pen's way ahead of in the polls, but her main opposition came out, is the Rothschild candidate, and openly says you cannot stop the open borders. You cannot stop Islam. It will take over Europe. First, oh, there's no Islam problem. Oh, it doesn't want to take over. No, you will assimilate. You will never stop us. Lay down. Take it. Taxpayer-funded schools suspected of Chinese espionage. Infowars.com. Under investigation by the Naval Criminal Investigative Services. Expect indiscriminate attacks by Islamic terrorists, British citizens warned by their government. Infowars.com. Here it is, Infowars.com. Le Pen Rothschild rival. Muslim mass migration unstoppable. Le Pen's opponent claims global warming behind Muslim migration. Oh, yeah, not the globalists destabilizing the Middle East or putting radicals in charge. You gotta love that level of baloney. I'm going to go back to your phone calls now, but let's put up on screen. Were you guys able to find what I was talking about? The new T-shirt. And I've been thinking 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 about what is the next shirt to be even bigger than the Obama Joker shirt or the Hillary for Prison shirt that sent shockwaves across the country and also helped fund her operation. It looks just like the Hillary for Prison shirt, but even better. Trump Pence 2020, Keeping America Great. It's navy blue shirt, Infowars.com on the right shoulder, and on the back, it's got another message. America first since 1776. Yeah, we have a country. How evil, how nasty, how dirty. Infowars.com. This is the shirt you wear everywhere to find like-minded people, but to also not let the intimidators know that you're going to roll over. Let them know you're going to stand up. Now, the shirt's being made right here in America as we speak. It'll be here in about a week and be shipped out. So to be safe, let's just say 2 weeks. Everyone that pre-orders now, and I want this to be the viral shirt in cyberspace, but in the real world as well. Take photos of yourself, your Instagram, your Twitter, tweet it out. Trump Pence 2020. I had this plan months ago, talking to Q and others. We need to get on this, and I finally cracked some whips. We got it going here. Infowars.com. Trump Pence 2020, $9.95. The shirt costs us like $5, but you buy it now, you'll get it half price, $9.95. I'm going to try to keep the price low, you know, even after it actually comes in, then the price will go up to, say, $14.95, because we need some capital. We need to fund our operation here. And we got other great shirts like Infowars.com, My Free Speech Doesn't End When You're Offended, things like that. Hillary for President 2017, Deport George Soros. Again, we printed a whole bunch when we stopped making. We got some shirts left. Trump is my president. I'm going to come up with some new colors. That was a collector shirt, but we still got that available. And when you get the shirts, whether Molon Labe, come and take it, Texas variant, we've got it all. It funds this operation. That it takes a lot of money to fund this. And you're the audience. This is a show. We were funding ourselves with Google ads through AdRoll. That's who they make you go to. They said, sorry, you're fake news. You're not human. You don't exist. No access to the market. You can no longer advertise on Google. You don't exist. So more than ever, we got to come to you. You notice I've been plugging a little bit more juicily because, you know, I got to find other ways. I'm trying to find other third-party places to advertise. I mean, if I could advertise outside the show, I wouldn't have ads here. Seriously. If I could advertise our info, bring people here, then I wouldn't even have any ads. Seriously. But we've been going outside the show to advertise. So the whole show doesn't have to be advertisements to pay to get the message out. And they take that away after 3 years. So we got big specials and in tomorrow, 33% off colloidal silver and a bunch of other specials. Take advantage at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, let's run through a lot of your calls now. You've been patient. Let's talk to Smith in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
First-time caller and first-time listener. I wanted to just talk on immigration a little bit and trade and the consequence of that, the H-1B visas. To start, on the Statue of Liberty, it's got that famous give me your tired report, so on, phrase. And it's kind of used as the rallying cry for open immigration. But there's a sentence before that. Let me just read two sentences from the poem. That's Emma Lazarus. Keep storied lands your storied pomp. Excuse me. Keep storied lands your ancient pomp, cries she. With silent voice, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. I take from that when they say, keep storied lands, your ancient pomp. That basically, it's the values that of aristocracy and so on from Europe were rejected by this new American idea of freedom and liberty. And on the second sentence, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. That's a requirement given Lady Liberty's quote. If they're not yearning to breathe free, that torch should be a hand held up stopping people. That's a requirement.
That's right. It's saying we're going to do things differently. We're not going to have royalty and elites and arrogance and pomp and garbage. If you're poor and you're tired of the New World Order, of globalism, of all this corrupt imperial garbage going back thousands of years, if you want to come here and really build something new based on what you produce and who you really are and not the class system, then come here. But if you want to be part of the, you know, old system and come here and play God, we don't want you here. So now they're trying to bring people here as part of globalism to be liberal haters who want to bring down our system as a colonizing force of the globalists. In fact, let's put the full poem up on screen since you mentioned it. Let's go to the poem. And I forget, who wrote the New Colossus? If you scroll down, it'll say. Let me read it while you guys find out. Thank you. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame. That's the Colossus of Rhodes. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air, bridging harbor that the twin cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp, she cries. Yes, don't bring all your global garbage here, your empire here. She said with silent lips, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. That's right. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest toast to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. But that's a nice poem off the statue that was actually meant for the Nile entering into the Mediterranean, and it's very, very occultic. But that's Emma Lazarus' famous poem. The poem is engraved on a tablet within the pedestal of which the statue stands. So there you go. But it's a good point. Yes, if you don't want to have a new world and a new system outside of their globalist system and their imperial system, then don't come here. That's what it's saying. Go ahead.
But yeah, more than that, it's a cultural thing, too. When I'm part Irish, 20% or something, But I only celebrate my Irish heritage on St. Patty's Day.
I've got probably about the same amount of Irish in me. The whole point is it's all just Germanic tribes that are in the whole British Isles, and everybody's just been taught to fight with each other by kings. It's just like brothers killing each other, but there's still hatred, I had Irish fans come to hear me speak in England. They were like, I've never even been here, so you were here. And it's just like, I get it, but it doesn't matter. The Welsh got conquered by the British, and then it's all the same thing. But absolutely, they want you to come here, be in your own group, which then the globalists control. Anything else, sir?
The outgrowth of this, though, and trade is another issue that I just wanted to touch on. And that is we're losing not only jobs but skills when we export manufacturing. And when we import talent from China, the H-1B visa program, for example, takes a skilled job from an American source.
Absolutely. They're saying, bring people in that are entry-level workers, but back then you're going to be put to work and then be trained. I appreciate your call. Great points. And it's the same deal today. We are flooded more than anybody with immigrants, and then they try to turn them against us once they get here. Most of them aren't like that. The problem is that you got 7-plus billion people who want to come here, and if you bring a fraction of that, our wages are driven down. Until you stabilize wages in the third world, you cannot have prosperity here by bringing people in. Great points. I love the different angles, again, callers take us in. Bob in Washington, you're on the air on the same subject, basically.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm in Washington State, and the governor just apparently made us be a sanctuary state, irregardless of what Trump said. And I'm from a little town about 2 hours north of Seattle called Bellingham, and the city council last Monday, they all unanimously decided that Bellingham was going to be a sanctuary city.
Sure, well, here's the problem. I mean, here's the deal. The feds are involved in hundreds of things they're not supposed to be involved in under the Constitution, but illegals running around is one. Trump's only saying if you've been here 2 weeks and we catch you, then we're going to send you back. Or if you're a felon or a criminal, deportations are actually down because they're doing targeted stuff, and they intend to ramp that up. We have to do that. Every other country that has a nation does it. You're a failed state if you don't control who's in and out of the country. So all they're doing is maintaining life support level control, and they're acting like it's the end of the world. Kind of like Glenn Beck saying, how dare he say we're a nation? That's dirty. They're trying to make normal activity look evil.
Yep. Like my aunt went to the city council meeting, and she signed up to speak. But when it was her turn to speak, there was a bunch of illegals in there, and they were just calling her a racist and a bigot, and she never even got to speak.
Well, that's the one thing about the leftists and all the rest of them. They're really entitled. They're godlike, and you don't have speech. You're not going to get yours. They're going to shout you down, or they're going to start chanting, Hail Lucifer, Hail Satan. That happened all over the country last week. We have a special report coming up at the start of the next hour that goes over all that. It's crazy.
She was just trying to make a point that if the illegals are paying taxes, then obviously they stole somebody's identity and Social Security number, because how are they able to pay taxes? How are they able to get a job?
Look, it's systematic with whatever middle class is left to bring in an outside group and play them off against each other. They're just pawns as well. It's totally cold-blooded. It's very seditious. And what Trump's doing is the bare minimum. And I think because of political correctness, he's not doing more. We just have to have people here legally, and we have to make sure they're not indoctrinated. We should probably stop all immigration until globalist indoctrination at the schools ends. Because they teach these people, you're here, have a chip on your shoulder, white people are the devil, hate them. American flags can't be seen in California, in the schools, the Ninth Circuit ruled, they're racist. BS. It's got to stop. Thank you, Bob. Okay, let's go next to James in Colorado. James, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, first-time caller. I've been listening for about a year now. I listen to your app on a daily basis.
Thank you.
It's just amazing to me that the system is so against the president. I mean, it's obvious. And do you think he has a chance to actually make a difference?
Just with executive orders, he got rid of the forced mandate. But the media won't report that the IRS says, okay, no $5,000 fine. I mean, it's amazing this is going on, and there's countless other things he's done, and the media just will not talk about it, will not debate it, will not discuss it.
Hey, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I look at it, I'm like, they just, it's so rigged. It is absolutely rigged.
Well, where do you think it's going from here? I mean, to me, it is an over-the-top historic battle. As Vice President Pence said, this is the most critical time in our movement to restore the Republic's history ever, because it is. It is the most critical time right now. This is history. Call C-SPAN. Call talk radio. Go to city council meetings. Just talk about freedom. Talk about sovereignty. Start out your discussion if they've got, 50 illegals there with their local coyote controllers, because they kind of like feed on them and control those folks that are illegal. And talk about Mexico has a fence on its southern border. Mexico puts you 6 months hard labor and tortures you if you're illegal. Here's the London Guardian. Then they're not going to blow up. You're going to say, yes. So can Mexico have this? And all Trump wants to do is deport people that are felons and folks that are newly trying to get in. Come on. You know this is all fraud. You're the ones promoting racism, and just reach out. But it's usually white Soros controllers that are paying those people to be there. I've been there. I've seen the crowds. If you actually talk to the immigrants from all over the world, you can wake them up.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to drivendvd.com. drivendvd.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Some footage I shot on my iPhone of the most beautiful place I've ever been. Monterey Bay. And that's where the elite are running. I had to go see it for myself and investigate old Zuckerberg. Got some stuff coming up on that soon. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. David Knight's coming up. We've got a little correction I'm going to make in the next segment. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Matthew in Ohio, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
I'm a first-time caller, man. I just want to say I'm a big fan of yours, man. I stay informed. I have the InfoWars app. You know, I'm constantly just, you know, listening to you, watching you whenever I get a chance to. I'm just a huge fan. I even try to, you know, spread the word to about your show to my family. I even had one cousin tell me he listened to your podcast with Joe Rogan. He said he listened to it all the way through, and he said that you're just a really smart man. And I just, you know, appreciate you, man. You're just a, you know, a hard worker, you know, and I just really, truly appreciate, you know, what
you do. Brother, understand this. As a man, I don't want to be dominated and enslaved, and I'm also not out to get people. So people thank me. I'm just saying, this is what we all should be doing. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you. It's the average person that is, you know, the rock star in God's eyes. So understand that we are the resistance. That's what the globalists call their movement, the resistance now. Well, yeah, they're the resistance against freedom and God and family, and we're the resistance against their system of death and enslavement and fraud.
Right. And, you know, a point I want to make is, you know, Trump is doing a great job, you know, with what he's given. You know, Obama tried to, you know, single-handedly destroy this country, and he pretty much did. You know, he divided it, you know, through racial, you know, wars and, you know, all these other things, you know, the Benghazi stuff. I mean, there's a list of things. I mean, he makes Richard Nixon look like a saint with all the stuff that him and Hillary, you know, done, and John Kerry and Podesta and all that, you know. And I couldn't even read through all the emails, you know, that were leaked, you know, the WikiLeaks emails. I mean, it was just some disgusting, you know, stuff. And, you know, like you said, we just got to, you know, trust in God and, you know, just continue to pray, because that's the only thing that we got is, you know, the power in prayer and God, you know, and each other, you know, lift each other up. Because what the media wants to do is they want to, you know, divide everybody and get everybody, you know, separated, you know, and they want to try to kill us off one by one until, you know, there's nobody left. But like you said, we just got to continue to, you know, fight and, you know, keep, you know, praying and trusting in God.
My friend, I completely agree with you. God bless you. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, no, that's it. And I just appreciate, you know, you taking your time, man. I know you're busy. I know that, you know, a lot of things.
Brother, there's bringing in a system to end humanity as we know it. This is preservation of everything. It's like I knew if somebody was coming to kill my neighbor at midnight, I'd call the cops. Now, the cops didn't do anything. I'd be waiting there in the dark with a rifle. That's just normal, but thank you. God bless you. Debbie in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Thank you.
Every federal building, state building, and court building has an admiralty flag with the rope around it. That's a UN wartime flag. And the courts follow the Constitution of the Corporation of the United States, and the attorneys take a pledge to the Corporation of the United States. Why are we not out of the UN yet?
Well, Trump has legislation entered to do that and is moving forward, saying that he's pulling us out of the whole thing right now.
There's also, for people.
But, man, that's why the power structure is against Trump.
Right. But there's that thing also about how to beat criminal charges in an admiralty court, because they're not following our Constitution.
Sure, sure. That's a very complex issue. There's a lot of people that do stuff pro se that actually make stuff up. But there is kernels of truth to what, you know, what folks are saying out there. And so there is kind of an admiralty administrative law that's replacing the code. And so what you say is on target. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with a special report, David Knight Moore. And I'm going to still do more time. So stay with us. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link. They're censoring the broadcast.